This is the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman with KERA North Texas, in for host David Brown. They're everywhere right now, in front of the supermarket, inside malls, and on front porches, even in your drinks. Yep, pumpkins. But this year is different. Not to spook you or anything, but pumpkins could be in short supply over the next few weeks. We called up a pumpkin wrangler in the Panhandle to find out what's going on. Tim Assiter's owner of Floydada Pumpkins in Floydada, Texas. Welcome to The Standard, Tim.
Well, thank you very much.
So what's going on with the harvest this year?
Well, we have seen one of the most extreme years that we have seen in farming. We had plenty of moisture early. Complete heat throughout July, 1st of August, a very unusual cool August, and then we had 11 days of rain, which is not usual in West Texas.
So too much rain?
Well, too much rain during harvest. It's not that the pumpkins are not there. It's that the soil is so wet. Everything is hand harvested. It is a very labor-intense crop, and we just can't get the machinery logistically through the field to get the pumpkins loaded. However, let me tell you the good news. The good news is we're a little late, but we're there now. And I think we're going to get these out, and we're going to make the consumers happy.
So how many pumpkins do you grow out there in a normal season?
In 1993, we had about 35 growers that raised about 3,000 acres of pumpkins. We now have 4 growers and about 1,000 acres of pumpkins in Floydada. Due to the efficiency that we're now using in our irrigation processes, our drip irrigation, and our farming practices, I think we're raising almost as many pumpkins as we did back in the days of the 3,000 acres.
So is it possible that people are going to have to pay more or look harder for pumpkins, or is it not actually reaching the consumer level?
Every year, there is an area of the country that has problems with its pumpkin crop. I think probably Louisiana and Arkansas may be the most unfortunate this year, as they had some flooding and things from the hurricanes. Ours may be a result of the hurricanes too, but I think that the pumpkins are out there. I think that it was just a logistics problem of getting them delivered to the market. And quite frankly, this year we started in late August, rather than what we normally do after Labor Day. So we got a little head jump on it. One of the problems with that is heat is not a pumpkin's friend. If you have some 90 degree days on a west porch on cement, you know, you better get some spice ready, because you're going to have a cooked pumpkin on your front porch.
So
when the weather cools, you see a lot less problems with that. So it really amazes us that the retailer is wanting to be the first in town to have those best pumpkins. But for the consumer, you're probably better waiting until mid-September when the weather cools. You'll have better luck with your pumpkins.
So are there different types of pumpkins that you grow out there? And are certain ones hit harder? Or like you're saying, is it really just an issue of getting them out, whatever type of pumpkin they are?
In just the jack-o'-lantern pumpkin alone, the typical orange pumpkin that everybody thinks of as a jack-o'-lantern, there are probably 50 varieties of that pumpkin now. We have got a warted pumpkin. We've got a big stem pumpkin. We've got a short, squatty pumpkin. We've got a big, tall, teardrop-looking pumpkin, and pretty much everything in between. I would say there's well over 100 that we raise here.
Last question for you. Do you say pumpkin or punkin?
We have pumpkin days in Pumpkin Capital USA. We are Assiter Pumpkin Ranch is what we have here. And so we do say both. We're from the South, and we call a lot of people pumpkin.
Tim Assiter is owner of Floydada Pumpkins in Floydada, Texas. Thanks so much for coming on.
You betcha. Thank you for having us.